tearing down statues to make a totalitarian America. Curtis Bowers, the producer of the Agenda films, joins us today right here on the Christian Worldview radio program, where the mission is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. I'm David Wheaton, the host of the program, and our website is thechristianworldview.org. Now, over the past month, over 100 statues and monuments depicting American history, from Christopher Columbus to Confederate-era figures to founders like George Washington, have been torn down or defaced by vandals or removed by local authorities all over this country. Why? Because those with a leftist worldview believe that America was established illegitimately and then founded and built by white supremacist slave owners. These lies are now commonplace in the educational system thanks to deconstructionist Marxist historians like Howard Zinn, who we recently did a program on. Destroying American history in an attempt to, quote, blow up the system is troubling to patriots who realize that Americans before us were sinful just like we are today, yet formed the greatest, the freest, the most prosperous, compassionate, and God-fearing, perhaps apart from the Old Testament Israel at times, nation in history. And so this Independence Day weekend on the Christian Worldview, Curtis Bowers, the producer of the award-winning Agenda film, joins us to discuss why the statues are being torn down and what this bodes for the future. Let's get to the first segment with Curtis. Curtis, thank you for coming on the Christian Worldview today. I want to read a list of the statues across the U.S. that have been either toppled, vandalized, or officially removed amidst these uprisings that's taking place in the country. This is from The Hill publication online. In Boston, a Christopher Columbus statue was beheaded by protesters on June 10th. The city later removed the damaged statue. In Miami, protesters vandalized the statues of Christopher Columbus and Juan Ponce de Leon, spray painting a hammer and sickle, Black Lives Matter fists, and more. Pittsburgh, a statue of Christopher Columbus was vandalized on June 12th. It was reportedly vandalized multiple times before the recent protest. Sacramento, California, state lawmakers announced on June 17th that statues of Christopher Columbus and Queen Isabella would be removed from the Capitol Rotunda. Quote, Christopher Columbus is a deeply polarizing historical figure given the deadly impact his arrival in this hemisphere had on indigenous populations, unquote. Chicago, one more on not only Christopher Columbus, but another, our first president. The George Washington statue in Washington Park was found vandalized on June 14th. The statue could be seen spray painted and it had a white hood placed on its head. Now let's get on to the Confederate era statues, Curtis. Birmingham, Alabama. You live in Alabama. Protesters toppled the statue of Confederate officer Charles Lynn. Indianapolis, June 8th, the city began removing a monument that memorialized Confederate prisoners of war. Quote, our streets are filled with voices of anger and anguish, testament to centuries of racism directed at black Americans, said the Democrat mayor. College Station, Texas, a statue of Confederate General Lawrence Sullivan Ross was vandalized on the evening of June 9th. The statue had been spray painted with the word, quote, racist, along with BLM, Black Lives Matter. The statue also had a rainbow colored wig on its head. So I'm not going to even go into them all. There's a full list we have linked on our website. This isn't just a few, by the way, Curtis. As you well know, this is dozens and dozens and dozens of statues across the country that are either related to something from the Confederate era in America or just American history. So my first question for you, Curtis, is what is the worldview that is driving these statues being either torn down, vandalized, or removed by civil authorities?
It's the Marxist-Leninist worldview. Karl Marx himself said, the first battlefield is to rewrite history. Okay, they know history has to be removed. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going, so you're very easy to manipulate. That's all this is Marxism. It's a communist revolution, and it's like all communist revolutions. Is everyone doing this a communist? No. They always use the common person that they've lied to, they've manipulated, they've brainwashed to do their dirty work. Black Lives Matter. What is that about? It's about letting us know Black lives don't mean anything at all. What those people do is they come in, they stir up the Black community, so they break the law and they get arrested and they have criminal records and they go to jail and then they leave. They disappear in the shadows. And what they're doing is hurting the Black community. It's not helping the Black community. And that's the way it is every time. These Marxist organizations are always waiting in the wings to hijack anything, any circumstance over anything, to use it to their advantage. And I think the reason this one has gone so far so fast is because they have been raising the children the last 40 or 50 years. And so they finally created someone that is ready to jump when they say jump. Unlike the 60s where they tried for revolution and they couldn't get it because there was so much Christian fabric in this country, people were like, it's not right to destroy private property. It's not right to kill people you don't know. It's not right to burn and shoot at police officers, burn their cars up. So they weren't able to do it then. So they went into education, media, and Hollywood. So they would raise the generation that was ready for actual revolution.
Yeah, and speaking of the family, you have so-called parents in our society, use that word symbolically, as the leaders, the civil leaders of our society, who just allow it to happen. Like, they're there. We're not going to, quote, discipline anyone for doing so. Listen to this from Portsmouth, Virginia. Four Confederate statues were beheaded by protesters in early June. Police did not step in to stop the vandalism, as, quote, such action would have required force, which would have escalated the event, unquote. Mayor John Rowe, an independent, said in a statement, quote, we can repair a monument, but we cannot bring back a life, unquote. How do you respond to that mentality that we're seeing in many places? You'll see the police are standing by as they're pulling down some statue or they're burning some building or rioting in the streets. They just kind of step back and let the tantrum be thrown, let the precinct, the police precinct, be taken over because lives are more important than property.
They'll find out that rebellion is never satisfied. There's never enough is enough. It's like fire and other things. What it is, David, is this. Back in the 1960s, when the rebellion started, a man named Dr. Spock wrote a book on how to raise children. And he said, you should never correct them, never punish them, just let them do what they're going to do and it will be fine. Well, some people tried that out and they found out in their children that doesn't work. But that's what we're trying now at the city level, at the county level, at the state level. They'll eventually, you know, stop doing what they're doing. No, when you allow evil to flourish, it keeps growing and growing and will only get larger and only be doing more damage because they realize, oh, there's no price to be paid. It's like the Wild West in America. Before the law and order came to the Wild West, everyone did what they wanted to do. So if you had something I wanted, David, I just shot and killed you and took it because I knew, hey, there's no one here to uphold law, so I can do whatever I want. Well, that's what happens. And that's uncivilized. And that is not progression forward. That is going back to the old days of an uncivilized people without law and order. But of course, they're marching saying this is progress. This is taking us into the future. No, it's taking us into the past before we came up with a wonderful system of police and sheriffs and things to keep law-abiding citizens safe.
Of course, it's all based on the fact that human nature, the Bible tells us, is fallen and sinful. And without protection and restraint, that we'll be killing each other. And the opposite, these people believe in the fact that human nature is inherently good. And they can create their humanist utopian society. Curtis Bowers with us today on The Christian Worldview, the producer of the excellent Agenda films. We carry them at thechristianworldview.org. We just highly recommend you get these films. You'll see how almost prophetic they are when you watch them to what is going on today. He's also the host of the brand new podcast, Faith, Family, and Freedom. And you can search for that on iTunes or Google Play where you get your podcasts. Now, it's easy to throw around. The other side would say, oh, communism is just a pejorative and so forth. These people are unofficially communists and so forth. Give us some examples, Curtis, how this tactic of removing history, tearing down statues and that sort of thing, and then rewriting history, scrubbing history of what you don't want and rewriting it the way you do want it. Where is this practiced elsewhere in the world?
Communism is the opposite of Christianity. If you were to get just diametrically opposed views, communism is the exact opposite of Christianity. So Western civilization that was based on Christianity, it has to go. You have to get rid of it. So all that's left is lawlessness and total control, which is communism. It's been the attack since Karl Marx started writing his evil works back in the mid-1800s. That's been the goal. You have to erase family. Why? Because the Bible says a family is a man and a woman and children, and we got to get rid of that. And we're against government. Why? Because God set up government to limit people's ability to do certain things. It's been a constant battle in every country that is based on Judeo-Christian principles. The ones that aren't based on that, they all through the 1900s, we saw communism take over. I think it was almost 70 countries by just stirring the people up for revolution. If you don't believe in God, then you can be stirred up for a revolution very easily because you'll be told, hey, this is going to help you. This is for the people. And you believe it. And so you do it. And since you don't believe in God and don't have a Christian fabric, you think it's okay to kill people if they're the ones stopping you from having freedom and having justice. And so that's why Christianity has always been the target. Any civilization that is based on those principles has been their goal. They have to remove that.
Now, why is Christopher Columbus, he is the discoverer, so to speak, of America back in 1492. That's when they think that he came here illegally and he was a conqueror and he killed all the Indian people and so forth. How has history been rewritten regarding Christopher Columbus and what is the history of him, that man?
The neat thing is you can still read his diaries and things. So you see what he was really about, and you'll see it's not what they said. And no group of people came here to bring diseases to kill off the local people. Some of that might have happened where some different things you haven't had before you get. No one did that intentionally, but of course they say they did. And we also caught diseases from the Indians, people that were here, and they died off from that because it was things that their immune systems weren't used to. Travel does that, like we're finding out from COVID-19. Christopher Columbus came here to evangelize, of course, to look and see if there was treasures here. There's nothing wrong with that. That's part of what people did for thousands of years, looking to see what minerals and resources and things are available. We just are getting little pieces of truth in our history. And of course, they're dictating the party line of that because they have an agenda. Mm. They have it. They want everything to do with America to be evil. So if this guy supposedly got credit for founding America, he's evil. That's why they're going to tear down the statue of George Washington or paint a hammer and sickle on anyone that had anything to do with this country because they want America to be destroyed.
Our guest today here on the Christian Worldview radio program, he's the host of the Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast and also the filmmaker of the Agenda films. There's two of them. We carry both of them on our website, thechristianworldview.org. Really highly encourage you to get those films. They will explain the fruit of what you see happening, the bad fruit, the spoiled fruit of what you see happening on our streets today. We have much more coming up this Independence Day weekend here on the Christian Worldview, so I hope you'll stay tuned. I'm David Wheaton. People everywhere have anxiety about the coronavirus pandemic. What will happen to their health, their job, their finances, the future? There is also heightened spiritual awareness. Why is God doing this? Am I right with Him? We encourage you to order Ray Comfort's 20-page booklet, How to Be Free from the Fear of Death, which explains how one can have peace with God and a confident hope for this life and the next through the good news of the gospel. If you have never contacted the Christian Worldview, request the booklet, How to Be Free from the Fear of Death, for free by calling us at 1-888-646-2233. For everyone else, you can order as many as you'd like for 50 cents per booklet, perfect for sharing with others. To order, go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233. That's thechristianworldview.org.
The mission of the Christian Worldview is to sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news that all people can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. For when Christians have a stronger faith and when unbelievers come to saving faith, lives and families and churches, even communities, are changed for the glory of God. The Christian Worldview is a listener-supported ministry. You can help us in our mission to impact hearts and minds by making a donation of any amount or becoming a monthly partner. All donations are tax deductible. You can give online at thechristianworldview.org or by calling us toll-free 1-888-646-2233. When you give, we'd like to thank you by sending you a current resource. Monthly partners can choose to receive resources throughout the year. Call 1-888-646-2233 or go to thechristianworldview.org. Thank you for your support.
We hope you all are going to be having a wonderful Independence Day weekend as we remember the great founding of this country, the Declaration of Independence, and all the blessings that God has bestowed on this country. And that's our topic today, why removing these historic statues, why it really bodes very ill for America, why it's really intended to make a totalitarian state. I know that sounds extreme, but Curtis Bowers, our guest, is going to explain how that happens when you start rewriting and tearing down all of your history. So let's get back to the second segment with Curtis Bowers. Let's move from Christopher Columbus over toward more Confederate slave era America. How should Christians think about this? The removing of Confederate statues, the removal of the Confederate flag logo from the state of Mississippi. Now it's being debated. Christians might think, well, maybe we don't want that honored, remembered in our history that these Americans were slave owners or slave supporters.
The Confederate flag represents so much more than that. Do people know that are listening? 90% of people that lived in the South did not own slaves. 90%. Okay, that wasn't what the South was all about. There was, yes, there were some people that had those plantations and things, but they were a very small percentage of the population. By allowing slavery, it's been a costly thing to our country. The lie now that the New York Times is pushing is America was built on the back of slaves. And I argue with that by saying, no. Nothing good comes from slavery. How dare you say that the greatest country that ever exists, it's because there were slaves here. No, that hurt us. If those black people coming from Africa would have been free, our country would be 1,000 times richer today. If they had been able to use their productivity and their talents and build their families and learn about the Lord and get saved like they have and be a part of this country, our country would be 1,000 times better off today. So it is wrong to think anything good ever comes from slavery. It doesn't. The thing that's also never talked about is we did stop slavery. We did say, wait a minute, this isn't right. And we self-corrected a problem that we had, and there's no credit given for that. And here's why there's no credit ever given. One, because America is the target to take down. But two, is we have allowed the left to set up the parameters of the debate. And here's what the argument is. America needs to be perfect. Well, that's not possible because people live here. And as long as there's one person living here, it cannot be perfect. But when you set the standard at perfection, then you're always discontent because you're never going to reach that standard. Instead of looking back over the last 100 years and go, look how far we have come in our race relations, in our harmony in our society, in the productivity of all people, we would look and go, we've come a long way. And we still might have ways to go, but we're moving in the right direction. They don't count that. Hey, America's not perfect. It must be destroyed. And that is simply a Marxist tactic they use on anything to stir up chaos and dissension and rebellion so they can use it to get what they want.
Curtis Bowers with us today in the Christian Worldview, the producer of the Agenda films. You can get them at thechristianworldview.org. He's also the host of the Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast. Looking at these statues being torn down, civil authorities deciding to remove other ones, you think if these people had any integrity, that any memorial to Charles Darwin and the racist, open racism that he had in his writings would be removed from every classroom in this country, every museum, everywhere else. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, total racist, wanted to take out eugenics and black people and so forth. And of course, the Democrat Party was the party of slavery in this country. Maybe they should be removed. What kind of statues do you think these vandals and these civil authorities who want to remove them, what kind of statues do you think they would want to erect as they've torn these historic American statues down?
Probably of the very people you just talked about. I'm so glad you're hitting on that. How could we dare teach evolutionary theory by Charles Darwin in our schools that makes black people seem like they're just animals that haven't evolved yet to human beings, that even he talked about in his own writings, that at some point the civilized man will rise up and extinguish them from the earth, and the Margaret Sangers who called them human weeds, and yet a Planned Parenthood is in every black neighborhood in America. Why don't we go tear those buildings down? And I'm not recommending we do, but I'm saying if they want to have rebellion against something that has hurt the black people, they're hitting the wrong targets. Here's the reality too. You don't ever want to remove your history, whether it was good or bad, because you want to remember the past. Either way, it's either a history to remember to, oh, we got to keep doing that, or we shouldn't do that. I mean, in Germany, the Holocaust, they didn't tear down all those Auschwitz and all that. They're still there because they want people to come see this is what happens when government gets total control. And they want to keep those there to keep reminding people. So even the statues of some of these people, their whole life was slavery, which I don't think any of these people it was. Then you remember that. You go, you know what? There was a time in America where we thought that was okay, but it wasn't. But look, we've changed now to understand all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, all people. And our founding document, the very founding one that's the fabric of America, the Declaration of Independence, stated that. And again, they had started this country when they've already had corruption of slavery going. That should be a lesson to all of us. Yeah. Don't ever start with the first little sin, because it keeps growing, and then it makes it harder to turn back, harder to come up with a solution to the problem, and that's what we see from this.
Yeah, I think of the way God is perfectly just, and his tolerance for keeping the laws, we must not sin once, and of course, none of us can do that, and that's why we need God's provision for our sin, which is his son, Jesus Christ. These people don't have any forgiveness. They have no provision for anyone's past sin. It's either you're perfectly pure or you're torn down. Curtis Bowers with us today here on the Christian Worldview. Curtis, what happens to Christians or Christian elements of our society, our history, once more of these American historical symbols and statues are removed?
I just read an article last night that said in some cities now they're calling to have the statues of Jesus removed. There's no end when you allow rebellion, when you allow destruction. There's no end to this thing. And we as Christians need to stand up and say, no, this is not acceptable. We need to be so loving to those we know in the black community and personally tell them, hey, you know what's going on in America right now? It disgusts us too. What happened to George Floyd, that disgusts us too. I just want you to know that. We're not for that kind of nonsense. It's evil and it's wrong. We love you. We're grateful for you. Don't let the media and other people stir you up to think everyone's against you, because we're not. It's not true. And we need to be doing that.
Curtis Bowers with us today on the Christian Worldview, talking about what removing historic American statues bodes for the country and Christians in our country as well this Independence Day weekend. This may seem on a slightly different angle, but I think it relates. How do the big tech companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter, how do they factor into this scrubbing of American history or filtering information or controlling information that gets on the internet so that people can't see certain things that they don't want them to see, and so they see things that they want them to see? How do they figure into this whole thing?
It's the same principle. Every story sounds true until you hear the other side. Well, if they can scrub the other side of any issue, then you're very likely to buy into whatever they're selling, because that's all you've heard. You're like, oh, and it also manipulates you psychologically, because when you look and that's the only opinion out there, you feel like, oh, if I don't think that way, I must be different, because right. everyone agrees with that. So I must have misunderstood that issue or something. You're always going to give them the benefit of the doubt when you think you're alone in your position. And that's what they want to make you feel like. You're completely alone. So they play a key role in this, scrubbing anything conservative or Christian or biblical or anything that's not going along with the party line, just removing it is, again, it's controlling information. Information is what we gather to make decisions. If you can control information, you will control people's decisions.
Very true. Curtis Bowers again. Curtis is one of our keynote speakers at a Christian Worldview Speaker Series event in 2019. This is sort of a meta-narrative question here, big question here, Curtis, but I'd like to get your thoughts on it. America is like a big ship, like a big aircraft carrier. Difficult to move, to change directions. It's hard to sink and that sort of thing. There is a small percentage, I think, of our population out there tearing down statues and rioting in the streets and burning down buildings and so forth, you know, compared to the 325 million people in our country. So I'm just guessing there's a silent majority that looks at this and thinks this isn't right. And we don't want our future to be that, tearing down statues like the communists do. That being said, do you think our constitutional republic, after all that's taken place this year, from the attempted impeachment of the president to the coronavirus, and talk about the manipulation of information there, and then what's happened with the racial uprisings in this country? Again, it's not just blacks. This is, I'd say there's probably Black Lives Matter. There's probably half whites just from looking at any television segment on it. You can just see it's not just black people. It's white people as well. Do you think our constitutional republic is in jeopardy? And what would a transformation of power in our system look like? Well, I know that's sort of an existential question, like our very ability to exist going forward in this country. And it's scary to even have to ask that one. But what you see on the American streets is one thing, but what you see the American civil leaders allowing makes it even worse. Curtis Bowers, our guest today, will answer that question right after this second break of the day here on the Christian Worldview. We're talking about tearing down statues in order to make a totalitarian America. We're promised more equity in the future, but it certainly won't lead to that. More coming up after this.
It is a pain to know that there are people who do not know Jesus. It is a greater pain to know that oftentimes Jesus and Christianity is being distorted.
Your destiny is calling out. It's time to start living large.
I don't think God killed Jesus.
That's a sick God and a sick story.
This is the doctrine of Christianity. This is the doctrine that separates Christianity from every other religion in the world.
The American gospel films contrast the false teaching so prevalent today to true biblical Christianity. Both films are available in our store and would be excellent to show to your family or small group or give to your pastor. To order, go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233 or write to Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.
Be sure to take advantage of two free resources that will keep you informed and sharpen your worldview. The first is the Christian Worldview Weekly Email, which comes to your inbox each Friday. It contains a preview of the upcoming radio program, along with need-to-read articles, featured resources, special events, and audio of the previous program. The second is the Christian Worldview Annual Print Letter, which is delivered to your mailbox in November. It contains a year-end letter from host David Wheaton and a listing of our store items, including DVDs, books, children's materials, and more. You can sign up for the weekly email and annual print letter by visiting thechristianworldview.org or calling 1-888-646-2233. Your email and mailing address will never be shared, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Call 1-888-646-2233. or visit thechristianworldview.org.
Well, a happy Independence Day to everyone listening as we think about the incredible blessings that God has bestowed on this country and the many blessings bestowed on other countries around the world because of God's faithfulness here in the United States. We're glad you joined us today here on the Christian Worldview radio program. Just a quick reminder before we get back to our interview with Curtis Bowers today, talking about the tearing down of statues and what that bodes for the future, is that our Christian Worldview golf event is still on track. Registration is now open. Just go to our website, the homepage there, thechristianworldview.org, and you can sign up to come to our golf event. It's unlikely we're going to have a dinner portion of the event this year because of the coronavirus, but it's on Monday, September 21st at Woodhill Country Club in Wayzata, Minnesota. The shotgun starts at 12:30 p.m. and hope you can sign up for this annual, really enjoyable event. It's also a fundraiser for the ministry. Hope you can be there. Okay, back to our topic with Curtis Bowers. He's the producer of the Agenda Films. He's the host of the Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast. You can search for that online. And we have one more segment with him. Let's get back to that now. Do you think our constitutional republic, after all that's taken place this year, from the attempted impeachment of the president to the coronavirus, and talk about the manipulation of information there, and then what's happened with the racial uprisings in this country? Again, it's not just blacks. This is, I'd say there's probably, if Black Lives Matter, there's probably half whites just from looking at any television segment on it. You can just see it's not just black people, it's white people as well. Do you think our constitutional republic is in jeopardy? And what would a transformation of power in our system look like?
Oh, there's so much there. Yes, I do. Lenin said, the organized minority will beat the disorganized majority every time. Mm. They know that. They've always known that. They need just a fraction of the population to be on board to accomplish their goal of revolutionary change. So we're in a tough position here. What happened is, in the 1960s, just like the Titanic, we hit an iceberg as a country. And we allowed the liberal philosophy that there is no truth to start penetrating every aspect of our culture. And so we've been taken in water now for almost 60 years, and we're all under the illusion that the boat's never going down. But I'm just telling you, it is a possibility, and that's why we need to take this soberly and prayerfully and be purposeful in thinking and deciding what we should be doing as families and churches and communities, because you just can't keep, again, taking in water and not at some point get too much in where it goes down. And it is a real possibility, and it's hard for me to even say that because it sounds crazy, but it's not. I mean, if you watch the news, you see it's not. If you hear what the young people are saying and who they wanted to vote for and Bernie and everything, you realize it's not, because young people are the future. And if they have captured the young people with this Marxist brainwashing, that's where we're heading. Yeah. We have a Marxist future. We need to really be thoughtful and prayerful as we move forward from here, because this is very serious.
Well, America is an empire. We've been probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, nations in history. And you look back at history and you see no empire, whether it's the Roman Empire, anywhere in the world, has lasted more than, you know, had dominance more than a few hundred years. And so it's actually more likely that we won't continue to be a dominant empire in the world. That's just the nature of fallen man, that eventually it sort of implodes on itself because people lose that biblical worldview and they reject God and they go their own way, then things fall apart, as we're seeing in parts of America today. Final question for you, Curtis, is this. I've been asked this quite a bit and more than I ever remember. What should, let's say, theologically conservative Christians be doing right now? We watch the things on TV and people think, well, okay, I don't like that. I don't want to go that direction. I don't want America or the church to go that direction. But what can I really do about it?
It's a key question, and everyone is asking that. I'm not sure I have all the answers. I've just been slowly preparing a podcast on that exact issue. But here's some things we need to think about. Doing what we've been doing is not working. Okay, so we have to acknowledge that. We can't just keep doing what we've been doing because it's not working. And I think we need to start taking major steps in many areas, one of which, and this sounds drastic, those that live in very liberal areas and states need to start moving to more conservative states. And that's just my opinion. And the reason for that is this. People living in those states are kind of propping them up. If we got out and you went to a state that more appreciated your beliefs, appreciated your talents and abilities and productivity, you're going to bless that state. And those liberal states are going to collapse because they do not know how to do anything. And it's going to show to the world the contrast of here's when you do things this conservative way, what happens? And here's when you do it the liberal way, what happens? Likewise, that same type of thing inside of a church. If you're at a church that's liberal-minded, it's not preaching Genesis to Revelations and application, how to be more godly and how to be wise, you need to get out of that church. But I've been going there 30 years. I know, but you got to get out of that church. And maybe you lived in your state for 30 years. You need to at least be praying about and considering these things. God, would you have me do something different? I'm realizing now what I've been doing isn't working by itself. Please help me know what you would have me to do. And I think we all need to be doing that as Christians much more. And then be serious about realizing how important it is to be living for him. Because on one hand, I go, you know what? This riots, rage, and revolution, it could be God answering our prayers and exposing how evil this other side is by allowing them to do these things that are so destructive. And people can see that. And people go, what is going on here? And maybe make them all wake up a little bit and go, we don't want to go that direction. And so God is so masterful in doing what he does. Yes. We can trust that he is doing what is best. But we need to be asking him likewise, what would you have me to do personally and with my family?
Thank you, Curtis, for coming on the Christian Worldview. We continue to wish all of God's best and grace to you. And we'll look forward to being in touch down the road in this very transformative time in this country.
Thank you so much, David. God bless what you're doing.
That was Curtis Bowers, everyone, the producer of the Agenda films. I'll just say it one more time. If you haven't seen those films, we just encourage you to do so. We have the DVDs at our website in our store, thechristianworldview.org. A lot to say there. If you missed any of the interview, it'll all be on our website, usually later today. The program airs live on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Central Time and usually by in the afternoon sometime. We'll have that program up for you to listen to. You can always subscribe to our free podcast, by the way. This is the replay of the program. You can just go to your smartphone and go to your podcast app and just search for The Christian Worldview and just get it there. Now, continuing on this topic, yesterday the President Trump, spoke at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. This is where, of course, the faces of the four of the greatest American founders and framers are located in this incredible place in this country of Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt. And he gave a really stirring speech about that. But the way it was framed by the media was just what we were talking about today, that, let's just play on CNN how they pitched what was taking place for President Trump to speak in Mount Rushmore.
Kicking off the Independence Day weekend, President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans, told that be focusing on the effort to, quote, tear down our country's history.
All right, Lila Santiago, with that report, thank you so much.
I think even the liberal Jake Tapper couldn't believe that one. That's how you framed it, the president going to speak at Mount Rushmore, a place that was stolen from the indigenous peoples and by two of those on the mountain that owned slaves. That's the way you see the country? Let's look at one more on CNN by, I think, I don't know this woman's first name. Her last name is Yamichi, And here's her take, similar to what we just heard, as to what was taking place on Mount Rushmore when the president spoke.
I think what we're seeing is a president who's determined to fly in the face of the experts, his own health officials, environmental experts, as well as people who are saying that there's really a myth of America, that this idea that America treated people well, that they treated men and women equally, that we founded this country just by our own wits, that is actually a lie, and that in fact what we're seeing is a celebration of America's independence on land that was stolen from Native Americans, and it's being seen and overlooked by two presidents, their figures rather, that owned slaves, and a third president in Roosevelt who talked about going westward and who oversaw the desecration of Native land. So what you see is President Trump really saying, you know what, I know all of you think that we're in the middle of a pandemic and that I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to show you. And this is a big political risk on his part, because we are, of course, in the middle of a pandemic. We're hitting record highs every day. And the president, according to reporters who are there, the event that he's at, people are sitting shoulder to shoulder. There's no attempt of social distancing. And the vast majority of people sitting there right now are not wearing masks.
It's funny. We didn't hear her saying about all the protests taking place in the streets that people weren't wearing masks and the risk of spreading the virus at that point. That's beside the point here. When you view the founding of the country, the founders of this country, and the progress that this nation has made over the 244 years since the Declaration of Independence, when you view all of that and conclude that we are evil, we are racist, we are oppressive, you're in a very, very bad place in this country. You're not going to defend the country from physical other nations or ideological threats. You will lose your country either by takeover or by transformation. And that's the danger here of what's taking place about the tearing down of statues in American history. More coming up on the Christian Worldview.
David Wheaton here to tell you about my boy Ben, a story of love, loss, and grace. Ben was a yellow lab and inseparable companion at a stage in my life when I was single and competing on the professional tennis tour. I invite you to enter into the story and its tapestry of relationships with Ben, my aging parents, with a childhood friend I would finally marry, and ultimately with God, who caused all things, even the hard things, to work together for good. Order the book for your friend who needs to hear about God's grace and the gospel, or the one who has gone through a difficult trial or loss, or just the dog lover in your life. Signed and personalized copies are only available at myboyben.com or by calling 1-888-646-2233. That's 1-888-646-2233 or myboyben.com. People everywhere have anxiety about the coronavirus pandemic. What will happen to their health, their job, their finances, the future? There is also heightened spiritual awareness. Why is God doing this? Am I right with Him? We encourage you to order Ray Comfort's 20-page booklet, How to Be Free from the Fear of Death, which explains how one can have peace with God and a confident hope for this life and the next through the good news of the gospel. If you have never contacted the Christian Worldview, request the booklet, How to Be Free from the Fear of Death, for free by calling us at 1-888-646-2233. For everyone else, you can order as many as you'd like for 50 cents per booklet, perfect for sharing with others. To order, go to thechristianworldview.org or call 1-888-646-2233. That's thechristianworldview.org.
Kicking off the Independence Day weekend, President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans, told that be focusing on the effort to, quote, tear down our country's history.
That's from CNN in describing what President Trump was doing at Mount Rushmore, land stolen from Native peoples, featuring founders who owned slaves, and a third one who was part of the Western expansion. You see, there's three ways to look at something. You can look at it like that about American history, that we're evil and racist and oppressive. You can look at the, and the other extreme to say these founders were next to Jesus. They were perfect, at least sinless, and they were the best ever. They had no faults and flaws. Or you can look at it the truthful way and look at the body of work, so to speak, that these men did and contributed to the building of this nation. You can look at the result of what happened. You can look at the progress of what happened. You can see, yes, they had their personal flaws. Jefferson did live on a plantation or had owned a property that had slaves. He had a child, I believe, with a slave woman. So there were personal flaws there. But look what he contributed to the Declaration of Independence and where that led to this country and the liberty and the freedom and the equality that this country has brought to so many people. Because what boundary, I'd like to know, in the world wasn't taken anywhere in the world? What boundary? What lands weren't stolen? Did not Indians kill and steal land from each other? Did not Africans do the same in Africa? Did not the Jews conquer Canaan by God's command? Will not more of the same happen in the future? This is the reality of life. People move and they come in conflict, and there's conflict, and victories are won, and battles are lost, and lands change hand, and boundaries change. This is the story of humanity. To try to say that everyone was given their little piece of land at the beginning and we shouldn't steal from one another, that just doesn't take place. Look what happened after World War II. The boundaries of Europe and other parts of the world were changed drastically. I mean, which country didn't have slavery outside the United States? Is there a country in history that didn't have slavery at one point? There's slavery going on today. Shouldn't it be more relevant, far more relevant, that this country overcame slavery through an incredibly deadly civil war and came through a segregation area and went way beyond that now? Shouldn't that be way more relevant than what happened back at the beginning, that Thomas Jefferson owned slaves, or George Washington? I mean, shouldn't Jesus Christ be canceled after all? He's the perfect one, but he lived at a time where slavery was far more rampant than it is here in America back in the 1800s and 1700s. I mean, shouldn't he be, quote, canceled because he never condemned the institution of slavery? That's what these people think. Thomas Jefferson, he wrote the Declaration of Independence. He owned slaves. The irony is that Jefferson's words in the Declaration, all men are created equal, would lead to the end of slavery. So shouldn't that be emphasized just a little bit rather than stealing indigenous lands and owning slaves? I mean, shouldn't their outrage over slavery, shouldn't it apply to abortion as well? I mean, after all, 60 million unborn children have been killed in this country, far more than slaves were killed or anything else. Shouldn't the outrage at least apply to abortion as well? Shouldn't it apply to the dozens and dozens and hundreds of people in the inner city, mostly blacks, that get shot every single weekend? Shouldn't their outrage apply to that? Or does it only apply to their favored values of racism and oppression with the underlying motivation to transform this state, this country, into a totalitarian Marxist, what they would term utopia? It's a utopia that I certainly would never want to live in. And if this country is so awful, why don't they just leave? I mean, they're free to move. They're free to move to freer and greener pastures elsewhere. I mean, why does everyone want to immigrate into the United States rather than emigrate out of this country? See, it just doesn't make any sense. Well, as I mentioned, President Trump, I watched some of his speech last night, and he gave quite a stirring speech that was pitched in the media as being divisive and dark by the New York Times. But here are some of the things he had to say last night in his speech at Mount Rushmore.
Our founders launched not only a revolution in government, but a revolution in the pursuit of justice, equality, liberty, and prosperity. No nation has done more to advance the human condition than the United States of America. And no people have done more to promote human progress than the citizens of our great nation.
Somehow that particular fact, that no people have done more to promote human progress than the citizens of our great nation and to advance the human condition more than our country, that is completely ignored. And that is so hypocritical, so lacking integrity, to not even recognize that much bigger theme of this country rather than some of the sins of the initial founding. We continue.
It was all made possible by the courage of 56 patriots who gathered in Philadelphia 244 years ago and signed the Declaration of Independence. They enshrined a divine truth that changed the world forever when they said, "All men are created equal." These immortal words set in motion the unstoppable march of freedom. Our founders boldly declared that we are all endowed with the same divine rights given us by our Creator in heaven, and that which God has given us, we will allow no one ever to take away, ever.
So any mature adult can hold the tension in their mind of saying these founders did incredible things, the values, and all men are created equal, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and can view and vision what this led to and what we've overcome in this country and the sins of the past being overcome and the progress that has been made. They can manage that particular fact. And they can say, oh, sure, well, these men were not perfect. They were sinful men, just like you and me are sinful men, just like you and me could be viewed in the future as totally ignoring or totally dropping the ball on something like abortion. What are future generations going to think about us, that we lived at the time in America that there were 60 million abortions? What are they going to say about this? How could we even allow this to take place, this real Holocaust in our country? What are they going to say about us? Tear them down from any contributions they made. We continue with this speech.
1776 represented the culmination of thousands of years of Western civilization and the triumph of not only spirit, but of wisdom, philosophy, and reason. And yet, as we meet here tonight, there is a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for, struggled, they bled to secure.
I'd encourage you to hear that speech sometime today and also read the Declaration of Independence. The threat that the president talked about is what we talked about on the program today. Those who hate the country have an evil view of the country. If that becomes so big and more people believe that and elect people like that, we are doomed. But the good news is God is in control of our destiny. His word is true. His son is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And there is hope when you follow him. We hope you have a wonderful Independence Day weekend. We'll see you next time on the Christian Worldview.
We hope today's broadcast turned your heart toward God, His Word, and His Son. To order a CD copy of today's program, or sign up for our free weekly email, or to find out how you can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, go to our website, thechristianworldview.org, or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233. The Christian Worldview is a weekly one-hour radio program that is furnished by the Overcomer Foundation and is supported by listeners and sponsors. Request one of our current resources with your donation of any amount. Go to thechristianworldview.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. Thanks for listening to The Christian Worldview. Until next time, think biblically and live accordingly.